Hey, Jason and Marco, I love your question about using hypnosis to have a better memory for things that you are studying. And I've worked with people who are studying for things like the bar exam or for really difficult exams where there's just so much stuff to memorize. And, you know, what I found is that it's not enough just to memorize it. It has to somehow have a use or kind of be relevant in some way so that your brain knows where to put it. And, you know, it's kind of like a computer, like a piece of a program by itself may not work unless it has other information that supports it. But what I really like is making mind machines. And the mind machines, I've done this with traders that work on the their market makers on the floor. I've done it with people who are studying for the bar exam. I've done it for kids who are trying to learn math. I did it for someone who was trying to learn calculus. Is you make these mind machines and you have a specific function for them. And that function is actually... we make it up as we go because we find out what the functions are, but then we customize these imaginary mind machines to do a specific task and then to connect with other mind machines that need certain information. So if you were to map out a very brief and logical way that your brain, if it were a computer, would use these different little machines to compute the tasks, and I can certainly work with you on it, I'd be glad to make a CD that would work that way, and oh my gosh, it would be so great for so many people. So anyway, that's the way I do it. And amazing results using the mind machines, just pretty phenomenal. So yeah, let's think about doing something like that. And I hope to do more of these audio recordings in the forum as well. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.